Every year, students from dozens of foreign countries come to study at American colleges and universities. But as we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project, some of those students are spending time in courtrooms as well as in classrooms.
Right. This is the first time we've talked about a story that's from a non-Virginia newspaper, but this is out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the Pittsburgh Tribune Review. Reporter Jason Cato. It's a story about money, and it's about how American public universities are seeking to increase their tuition revenue by attracting foreign students who, of course, pay higher tuition than in-state students.
The schools connected to this case are American University in Washington, D.C., Northeastern University in Boston, and Virginia Tech. And David, it's being argued in federal court in Pittsburgh. What's the prosecution claiming?
Officials have charged 8 Chinese citizens with conspiring to cheat on the entrance exams. The alleged scam works that students will pay someone to take a test on their behalf. Using those test scores, SAT scores, they apply and get into American universities, which comes with a student visa, gets them into this country. Two students who are listed as Virginia Tech students have been listed as charged. They've all pled not guilty.
And how does the defense answer?
One defense attorney, according to Cato's report, says the students are really just is a misunderstanding. These were unsuspecting youths who were taken advantage of.
There's no indication that any of the universities were aware of irregularities in those test scores. Football fans in Virginia certainly recognize the fight song of the Washington, D.C. NFL franchise. That's the one whose trademark on its nickname has been ordered canceled by a federal judge. And David, now the team has come up with a list of federally approved trademarks that it apparently plans to use in defense of its own.
Right, this is a story from the Washington Post by Aaron Shapira.
What they have is a collection of other trademarks that also contain terms widely considered offensive, and it's pretty clear they've done their homework on this one.
They must have just sent an intern over to the patent office and went through the files and tried to come up with all the sorts of trademark companies that have names that are so offensive that I'm not sure we can read them on a public radio station.
We cannot.
But they have the full protection of the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
Well, I think rather than explore the limits of what our listeners would want to hear, we will leave these to the imagination and to testimony in the Federal Appeals Court in Richmond when the dispute gets there. For now, we'll just say it's a wide and diverse collection.
Yes, there's some names on here that would offend just about anyone. The Washington football team is making the point here. If their name is so darn offensive, how are these other companies allowed to have the protection of the and support of the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office? And they're so offensive that you and I can't read them on the air.
The trademark cancellation has not yet taken effect and wouldn't until all legal appeals have been exhausted. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can read more about today's featured stories and see their entire daily compilation of newspaper reports from around the state at vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.